Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Try again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to call this meeting to order, and welcome to our first Palmetto College Campus's Faculty Senate meeting of the 2017-2018 academic year. And I'm Ernest Jenkins, and we're going to get started here. That's a very brief welcome there. So we're going to get started. I'm going to switch the order a little bit. We're going to begin with a report from the Dean of Senate University and our Associate Provost, Dr. Chris Nesmith.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to see everybody here. I noticed the back row fills up, back two rows, just like in our classrooms. We take good lead from our students there, and it's good to see everybody. I understand Dr. Elkins is on her way. I'm sure she'll be here soon, any minute. But I'll go ahead and give my report to, in the interest of time. I'll save the dean's report after Dr. Elkins gives her report so that all of the deans can give the report at the same time. I have some updates from last year regarding academic actions and curricular actions coming from this body, but I'm going to defer that to the afternoon when I give the Academic Advisory Committee report, so I'll be doing that at that time. Another update I wanted to let you guys know about, there's been some changes in the assessment process with the Office of Institutional Research and Assessment here in the Columbia campus. Have some new people, they have some new ideas. I think they're good ideas. Right now, the main gist of it is that instead of having an annual report cycle, a report will be due every 2 years, but assessment will be an ongoing process. And I think that's going to really be helpful in terms of digesting the results from the assessment and doing something meaningful as a result, instead of continuously being on the same annual cycle where it's always a struggle or a challenge or time-consuming in any case to be gathering data, be reviewing the assessment, and then compiling the results for the purposes of a report every year. So that's welcome news. Related to assessment, as you guys know, the Carolina Core Learning Outcomes have specialty teams made up of faculty members from the Columbia campus, and we have one member on each of these specialty teams. And I'm happy to report that many of the members from last year have agreed to continue in their role serving on these specialty teams this year. However, we still have a couple that are in need of a faculty member. If you are interested in that, the specialty teams this year and the folks that are serving, Rebecca Hillman is serving for ARP. John Peake is serving for GSS, Social Sciences. Daris Hassel for Foreign Languages. Ron Cox for History. Damian Piccarello for VSR. And Kajal Goshroy for SCI, for Science. I'm also happy to report we have a new member this year serving for CMS Speech is Wanda Fenimore. So really appreciate Wanda stepping up to do that. The two areas that we are lacking someone for currently is AIU, which is the arts and some music theater, art studio, and also the English 200 level literature courses are approved for AIU, so that could also be someone who teaches those classes could serve in that capacity. Brian Love has been serving in that capacity. Of course, Brian is now our interim academic dean, associate dean for academic affairs at USC Salkehatchee, and he will need to step down from that. He's graciously agreed to kind of stay on the email list and keep us updated as he can, but we do need someone to replace Brian permanently in that position. So if anyone is interested in that, talk to me or talk to your academic dean about it, and we would certainly be glad to have you serving on that committee. They're very important to us, as you can see and imagine. Assessment this year, we will be collecting CMW and INF, so that would be English 101 and 102 primarily, Library 101, but we're getting away from teaching that across the university because it's not as needed as it once was to fulfill the INF requirement. And we also need folks, we will be collecting also the CMS this year. That would be Speech 140 and any other course approved for CMS. So if you teach those courses, English 101, 102, or Speech 140, and other speech-related courses approved for CMS, then expect to hear some more about the collection result this fall. Quick update on liberal studies and organizational leadership. We currently have 327 students enrolled as BLS or BOL, 184 in the liberal studies program, and 143 in organizational leadership. There were 59 graduates in spring 2017 and 11 graduates in summer 2017. There were a total of 50 graduates from the liberal studies program in those two combined semesters, and yet we've managed to almost maintain our enrollment. So I think we're doing very well. It's a strong program. We've had 20 graduates in organizational leadership those two semesters. So thanks to everybody who continues to work with those degree programs. Finally, I have a report that I'll give on TMP. And this is in our manual. After the Board of Trustees concludes its role in the tenure and promotion process, a report shall be generated by the Office of the Palmetto College Chancellor, which is to include the recommendations of each level of review from campus reviewers up through the Board of Trustees. The report will be as complete as possible while protecting the confidentiality of each candidate. The report should be presented at the first fall meeting of the Palmetto College Campus's Faculty Senate. So there were 11 decisions for both tenure and promotion. Of those, four of four for tenure and promotion to associate professor and three of three for promotion to professor were 100% positive from the campus level all the way through the president, which includes the Palmetto College Campuses Committee, the chancellor, the provost, and the president. So there was concurrence at all levels this past year. This report will be submitted as part of my report. And finally, the 2016-17 tenure and promotion roster for those folks who were promoted and or tenured included for tenure and promotion to associate professor, Michael Bonner from Lancaster, Katrina Kendrick, also from Lancaster, Randy Lowell from Union, Chris Reinhardt from Union, and for promotion to full professor, Codrell Goshroy to Sumter, Hayes Hampton to Sumter, and Henny Van Bulk to Sumter. So let's congratulate all of those this past year. I'd also like to inform you of this year's roster for tenure and promotion. Going up for tenure and promotion to associate professor this year is R. Mac Dawson Jones from Extended University and Rebecca Freeman from Lancaster. And going up for promotion to full professor this year are Chris Bundrick, Stephen Criswell, Howard Kincaid, and Sarah Selhorst, all from Lancaster, Aaron Kilpatrick and Sarah Miller from Salkahatchee, and David Decker, Becky Hillman, and Ray McManus from Sumter. So best of luck to this year's candidates. Does anybody have any questions? And that concludes my report. Thank you, Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just a couple of brief reminders. As Chris was giving his report, I remembered that there are a couple of things I need to remind you of, and I'll be mentioning these later on, particularly the beginning of the afternoon session as well. The first one is, so if you parked in the Discovery Garage, if you parked in a non-designated space, when you leave, we present the ticket that you received and one of those orange tickets over there. Yes, and Tom has one here. Present both of those to leave, and you'll be good. And the other one is, for all people submitting reports, please also send a copy to our secretary, Professor Chris Reinhardt. We already have a couple of them in, so thank you for those. Appreciate that. Please continue that. And now, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the Chancellor of the Palmetto College campuses, Dr. Susan Elkins.
Thank you, Chairman Jenkins. Good morning, everybody. Well, let me first bring greetings from our president, President Pastides, and the provost, Provost Gable. And I think, as many of you know, Fridays are a precious commodity, and multiple things scheduled on Fridays that create problems. So let me apologize for being late for just a few minutes. There were several changes to the schedule after this meeting was scheduled based on, first of all, the Board of Trustees schedule, then the provost retreat, and those things were set. We set this meeting, then there were multiple changes afterward, including this morning a change for the Board of Trustees prep meeting for the October Board of Trustees meeting. So hence, that's why I was a minute late, but also the reason that President Pastides couldn't be here with you and Provost Gable couldn't be here with you this morning. But let me first say, I think all of you know that President Pastides could not be more supportive of Palmetto College. He did his State of the University address about a week or so ago, bragged on Palmetto College. Professor Van Bloek was at the Senate meeting, or at the Board of Trustees meeting, last Friday. He continues to brag on Palmetto College and is very grateful for all the wonderful work that all of you are doing and that we're doing across the Palmetto College campuses and the online programs. Provost Gable as well. I know that one of the agendas for the Senate is for us to make sure that we continue the Provost Advisory Council. I'm happy to say, and I think Kenny talked with her about that last week too, and we've done that previously. She is certainly willing to continue those meetings, and we're in the process of getting one scheduled for this semester. So while neither of them could be here today, I wanted to begin by bringing their greetings and their support for you, for all that we're all doing. Then, as I give you an update about Palmetto College this morning, I always want to begin with saying a huge thank you to each of you for your work on the Senate. We all realize that you have a full plate with teaching, your scholarly activity, and your service. And the Senate is certainly an extra added, I'll say burden, maybe. Hopefully a happy burden, something that you know that you're doing that really contributes to the well-being of all the campuses. But we do know, you know, it requires a lot of extra effort, especially those on the executive committee. Not only do they do these four meetings, but they do four planning meetings as well, coming to Columbia. And it's just a privilege to work with each of you, the executive committee, and where did our chair go? And Chairman Jenkins this year. So thank you for all that you do. Now this morning, my report just includes a brief update on some of the things that we've done over the past, actually we're starting our fifth year together, over the past 4 years that we're beginning in this fifth fall. So I'll be quick as we talk a little bit about some of our student successes and our faculty successes, along with the priorities for this year. You know, it's been great that we've had four good years. We're starting a fifth year. But we've also got to think about where we're going in the future. And there are some things that are going on right now with long-range planning of the university that go hand-in-hand with, you know, celebrating our past 5 years, but also looking forward to the next 5 years. So let me just quickly go through some successes with you. And then let me stay behind the microphone here. Can everybody hear okay? And then I will proceed to the work of the Senate, the reason that you're all here today. Of course, I know everybody is so familiar with this slide, but I think we can never start a conversation about Palmetto College without reminding us that our shared vision, everybody in this room I know is deeply committed to providing University of South Carolina degrees that are accessible, affordable, and flexible for all South Carolinians. You know, whether that's associate degrees on your campuses, whether that's online bachelor's degrees, or whether that's even encouraging our students to transfer to Columbia or one of the comprehensive campuses to get a bachelor's degree. We're all deeply committed to helping South Carolinians. But before we talk even about the student successes and the faculty successes this morning, I wanted to remind us of some things that we've all done together as a Senate since Palmetto College was created. You know, so I had to stop and think and go back to my big fat notebook and all the reports that we've had over the 5 years, because it's so easy to take these things for granted and think we've always done some of these things. But we've got previous chairs in the room that were instrumental in helping to do some of these things that I think have been really important for Palmetto College. One of the first things, I think this was during Henney's year, we established an annual executive committee planning retreat. So the Senate Executive Committee comes together. They look at the accomplishments from the past year. They think about their work for the coming year. And they also invite the FO chairs to come in and give the perspectives of all the campuses. And I think, from my perspective, that's been extremely helpful. I think everybody that's been on the Executive Committee would say that that's been an extremely valuable opportunity for everybody to come together, either at the end of an academic year or the beginning. This year we did it in August. To think about what are we going to accomplish in our work together with the Senate. Then I think one of the other most important things that we did early on, we said, wouldn't it be great if we had an office that really supports the work of the Senate? So we created an office that deals with Senate work, faculty support, and then most importantly, the young lady over there in the garnet, Miss Jean Carano, was hired as the Faculty Senate and Academic Affairs Coordinator. I think we need to give Jean a huge hand. Of all the things I'm going to mention on this list, I think Jean's accomplishments and the work that she does on behalf of the Senate and all of our faculty is one of the most instrumental changes we've made in the first 5 years of Palmetto College. So, Jean, thank you so much for all that you do. Then I'm very grateful to the work of all of you in creating faculty awards to recognize scholarship and service. You know, we had the John Duffy Award for Outstanding Teaching, but one of the first things that came out of actually the faculty survey was we really need to recognize service and scholarship. They're just as important as teaching. So I'm very grateful for many of you in the room actually helped put together. You know, first we did the Chris P. Plyler Award for Outstanding Service. And then last year, for the first time, we actually awarded the Denise Shaw Award for Outstanding Scholarship. So now we actually are every year recognizing faculty members in all three of those disciplines. And I'll actually have the photos of the award winners a little later in the presentation. And we'll talk a little more about that. One of the other things that had come out of the faculty survey was we need improved communications. And while there are still multiple things that we can do to improve communications, two of the things that you all supported were the development of a Palmetto College newsletter. So we have a fall and spring newsletter. Again, that's probably not enough, but it's at least a good starting point. And new websites. So I'm pleased to tell you today that, of course, first we started with the Palmetto College overall website. After the USC Columbia website was revised, we had to wait until they got their new site up. Then the new Palmetto College website came up. Then all four campuses have been working on their new websites over the last year. So last Friday, USC Union's new website launched. Kudos to Union. So that one's out there for you to see. Lancaster's going live Monday. This next Monday, and then the other two campuses will go live in the next couple of weeks. So everybody's new website will be up and going. We always know, kind of like buying a computer, by the time it goes live, it's already out of date. But it'll be certainly much easier to make revisions than to start from scratch again. So new websites are coming soon. We also piloted Chancellor's Innovation Grants in an effort to try to give people an opportunity to think about what are some innovative ways to help us with enrollment and with retention and graduation rates, which is, of course, we all know, that's the foundation of everything that we do. So we put out $250,000 accepted proposals, and those recipients of those grants have just finished their work. Their reports have been due, and we're getting ready to have some presentations on, you know, what has been accomplished with the innovations grants. Once we see what happened with the first cycle, we'll think about where we go in the future with that effort. Another accomplishment is that we made some improvements this last year on the faculty assembly, thanks to the FO chairs actually putting the faculty assembly agenda together. But we realize it's extremely difficult. And I want you to really think about this, because we desperately want your input. It's extremely difficult to find a Friday for people to get together, or a time for people to get together for faculty assembly. We've tried it before the semester. Last year it was in mid-October, but it happened to back up. A Senate meeting was one Friday, assembly was the next Friday. That's never a good thing. So while I think the content was better last year, we still didn't have a huge turnout. But I'm pleased to say that Dr. Tom Bragg has agreed to help work with the faculty organization chairs to think about whether or not we need to have an assembly routinely. We didn't schedule one for this year, because in that retreat last year, we said, let's take a year off and see what we need to do. So a thank you to Dr. Bragg for his willingness to chair a committee this year with the FO chairs, and he may add some other people for input, to look at, should we do an assembly? Should we do something else? Do we need a time for all faculty to be able to come together to share all the great things they're doing? Are there electronic ways we can do things? So Dr. Bragg will be working with us on that, as well as the FO chairs, to figure out where we go on a faculty assembly. But I didn't want you to wonder, well, I've not seen anything about faculty assembly. Where'd it go? So that's the status of faculty assembly. And these last two things I really want to talk about, because the next one on library resources, we've talked about it since the day I arrived. And according to Tom McNally, the dean of libraries, he's been working on it for about 15 or 20 years. And so we've made a commitment. While it's better than it has been, it's still not exactly what you need. I mean, we want every faculty member and their students to have access to the same library resources that you would have if you were sitting here on the Columbia campus. Now, it's a complicated issue because of vendors and the fact that you all have your own separate budgets, and it would appear to a vendor that you ought to purchase all of these things. And it's not a small sum. But Dean McNally has agreed to do everything in his power to make Palmetto College a part of all the contracts for all the vendors. Now, he says that's going to take time. The vendor contracts, it's a five-year cycle. So he said it could be the end of 5 years before we get everything done. So his first thought was, we'll just work through these contracts as they come up for renewal. But then he said, you know, Susan, that means some of the things they really need most may not come up for renewal for 5 years. So he said, let's do a survey and see what faculty really need the most, and then let me tackle those things in priority order. So in mid-October, when the librarians meet, Dean McNally will work with them to develop. He's worked already on developing the survey that will be administered mid-October to try to find out what library resources are most needed by our faculty and our students. So we're all going to stay on Dean McNally on this one. We had several witnesses in that meeting. So we'll constantly be updating you on that. But most importantly, we need your feedback and the feedback of all the faculty. We need a high participation rate when this survey comes out. And then we'll develop a plan. So when we meet in November, I'll probably update you on this at every meeting, because I think it's one of the most important things that we've got to get accomplished. And Dean McNally has committed his support, and you know, he is a man of great character, and I know he's going to come through for us. Then the last item on this list, and I'm sure I've left something off. You're probably sitting there thinking about other things we've done, but you know, this my page was full, and these were the things at the top of my mind, is improving our distance learning classrooms. One of the things we did when I first arrived was actually spent about $250,000 improving one classroom on each campus. But my goodness, you know, technology equipment in 4 years, it's obsolete. So while the rooms were better then, it's time again. And we've listened, we've heard, you know, the FO chairs as well as many of you say, and if we're going to teach in these rooms, they need to work. And we all totally agree. So we undertook this summer a grant application for a USDA Rural Development Distance Learning and Telemedicine grant. That will be $500,000 from the USDA. And then we had a match component that made the total up in the $800,000 range. Now, it's a long shot. A lot of people around the country are trying to get this money. But we thought it's a lot better to apply, see if we can't get a little bit of money from grant sources in addition to just spending all of our own resources to update. That's still in the cycle. We know we're still in the running. However, we've learned that the competition was much more fierce this year than it has been in the past. So we'll see what happens. I think maybe early October we'll hear some results, but if we don't get it this year, we at least have been through the process, and it was a very complicated process. So kudos to the deans, the academic deans, and especially to Bob Dyer, our IT coordinator, director for Palmetto College, because Bob was the point person. So at least we have a starting point for next year to apply again to try to figure out other ways to get money. So we'll see what happens with that. Then we'll develop a plan. And like the library resources, I'll continue to talk to you about where we stand in this process. So again, I just wanted to start this meeting, this first meeting of the year, our fifth year together, sharing some of these great things that we've all been able to accomplish just by working together. Now, with that said, I'm just going to quickly go over some enrollment updates and some faculty good news updates, and then we'll move forward to the rest of the meeting. Of course, you all probably all realize that our Palmetto College Blueprint goals, that's what kind of drives our work, our five goals related to student enrollment, student success, faculty, service, and the organizational structure and finance. And so let me talk today primarily about student enrollment and faculty. And again, letting you know that, you know, we've got 1 year results. We do this every year. I actually have some handouts that I'll put on the table that show a summary of the final results in these five areas from last year. It'll also be on the web, so that you can see just a summary of our accomplishments from last year. We're in the middle of our plan for this year. And then as we conclude this report, we'll talk more about a long-term five-year plan. All right, here's a five-year look of our total student enrollment for Palmetto College, pending this last number, 5862, includes only Fall 1. So we still have Fall 2 to go. And for those quick mathematicians in the room, you can see that we're really close to 6,000. What is it, 138 that we need to get to the 6,000 mark? And I'm happy to tell you that there is no other entity in the USC system bigger than 6,000 other than Columbia. Upstate hovers around the 6,000 mark. So what would we want to do? Pass Upstate, wouldn't we? So we're really close. And Upstate's right at that number. So you can see where we came, below 5,000 in 2013. A couple of years when we were trying to get everything in place at 52. Then last year, a pretty huge jump up to 5,590. And then to 5,862 for the total enrollment. Now, I've also got a handout of this next slide because I know you probably can't see it very well. But one of the first things we had to do was try to figure out, well, what are we counting? It was easy to count the campus enrollment because that was obvious. It was out there in the CHE reports. So what you see is getting close to 10-year trends for the four campuses at the top. So the campuses comprise right now 47, 49. Of that nearly 6,000. And I'm going to jump down to the bottom because the bottom is the new online degree programs. We're really close to 1,000. Dr. Downing is working really hard to get us to 1,000 this year. And we're begging all of you to help us find some more, especially liberal studies students. Org leadership and liberal studies, those are our degrees. We make more money off those degrees than all the rest. So we're begging for liberal studies and org leadership students right now. So be looking for them. Now that middle section is something that nobody had really talked about. But we got to looking at what's going on the campuses, and we already had a lot of bachelor's degrees being offered by other USC campuses on our two-year campuses. Great example, at USC Sumter. Aiken's been offering their business degree at USC Sumter for years. We've had nursing programs in Lancaster and Sauk with Columbia for years. We're trying to get Aiken to offer a nursing program at Union right now. So it's like nobody's even looking at those things. But they're really important because they're opportunities for people to earn a bachelor's degree on our campus. So those are self-reported numbers. I ask you, this is still a draft. You can see up in the corner, still a draft. So if we don't have those numbers right, the academic deans have been helping us get those. But go back, scrutinize this. But you can see that's where the 5862 comes from. And I do have some copies if anybody wants to pick one up that I'll leave laying out for the rest of the day. Now, as for this fall, the good news for this fall, this is from the official institutional research student enrollment report. As of 9:15 last Friday, that was our last official report until late yesterday afternoon, and it was already too late to add it. The Palmetto College campuses were at 4749 compared to 4491 last year for a 5.74 increase. And I will tell you, that's the largest percent increase of anybody in the USC system. So pat yourselves on the back. But most importantly, headcount's great. But FTE is where the money comes from. FTE and student credit hours is where the money comes from. So I'm thrilled to tell you that we were at 3140 versus 2978 in FTE. Both of those headcount and FTE numbers are larger than our final numbers from last year. And we still have fall two to go. So there's still opportunity for growth. But that also was a 5.44% increase, larger than any other increase off Columbia, Aiken, Buford, or Upstate. So again, a huge pat on the back to everybody for the heavy lifting that you've been doing related to enrollment. Then Palmetto College Online. We have to calculate this data internally because there's no real data set. That's still work to be done. But our final number last year was 806, and we were at 967 last Friday for almost a 20% increase. And again, we're aiming for that 1,000 mark. So that's where we are as of fall one, last Friday, for enrollment. But remember, fall two, we still want more. Just a couple more things about Palmetto College Online. This is the 5 year from fall 13 through right now, through fall one. We've had almost 25,000 seats filled. We'll see again what we get in fall two. But at least by spring, we will have filled 25,000 seats, and we're almost at 1,000 courses offered. So 962 courses. So we're gonna hit that 1,000 mark with the number of courses. We've had over 2,600, nearly 2,700 students majoring in one of those 7 online degree programs. This fall, 967, 968, I think this number was plugged in a different day than the last one I just showed you, one off. And we've graduated 877 students as of last spring. So we certainly will hit the 1,000 mark for number of graduates, either in December or in May, one or the other. So those are some great numbers for Palmetto College Online. And again, you're the foundation for all that. BOL, BLS, you can see the number of liberal studies graduates is the largest. Nursing, RN to BSN is the largest, then liberal studies, then organizational leadership. So we want to continue to grow those programs. The map of where those students are coming from, you can look at your campus and the surrounding counties and kind of see where your students are and see the growth. with only 210 out-of-state students, most of those being people who either started with us and have moved to another state, or military. So that's where the nearly 2,700 majors are located across the state. Now, quickly, that was focused on students. Now let's talk about faculty and all the great faculty accomplishments. So this is out of last year's blueprint. Scholarly activity, last year, 116 scholarly works, 33 grants, 149 presentations, 54 creative activities, 14 awards, 87 other activities like consultations, editorships, reviewers. Faculty are busy. That's just scholarship. And then we know there's lots of service and lots of teaching. It's a little harder to quantify. Tenure and promotion class last year. So I'm sure some of these folks are in the room. And we're pleased to tell you that it was 100%. Everybody made it for either the tenure or the promotion. And there was I think Chris already told you, 100% agreement all the way up the line. So kudos to everybody in the TNP class. Chris, did you already announce the new faculty? These are our new faculty members for this year. I won't read all of that to you, but I'll say that it was great to have all of these new faculty members, or the majority of them, at new faculty orientation with all the Columbia new faculty. So the majority of them were here, and it's great to see. We also were able to introduce these new faculty at the first full faculty meeting, and it just gives us great pleasure to announce where these people are coming from and the high caliber of the faculty members that are coming into Palmetto College. They are coming with qualifications just as good as the Columbia faculty members. So take note. And it all came across really well at orientation and at the first faculty meeting. Our three award winners last year, our Outstanding Teaching Award from USC Lancaster, Jill Castiglia, Melody Lynn. Extended University somehow racked up last year with Melody Lynn getting the Service Award and with Julia Elliott getting the Award for Scholarship. And I've got to give credit here, too. Those photos were also done. Aren't those nice photos? Nice photos. Guess who the photographer was? Photographer, stand up and take a bow. Not only does Jean do all of your faculty work, she's also a great photographer. So, Jean, thanks for the wonderful photos. And I'll tell you, while we're meeting here in the Moore School, you can't see this, but we now have photos of all three winners coupled with very nice photos of Dr. Plyler, Dr. Duffy, and Denise Shaw, along with plaques with the nice little brass plates of the award winners for each year in our conference room in the Chancellor's office, in our conference room where the Senate meets for the Executive Committee, and we'll have them over in Extended University as well. So each year we'll update the photo of the winner on the walls, and we'll add the name on the plaque of the award winners. And so that'll be preserved, and it's also certainly on the website, which is very most important, because that's where everybody sees it. So kudos to our award winners. All right, now that we've talked a little bit about students and enrollment, where we are, faculty, where we are, let's think about the future. So our top three priorities for this year, we're always working on the current goals in the current blueprint. Number two, it's been a big year. We owe a huge thank you to Dr. David Hunter, who I don't think is in the room this morning. Dr. Hunter and Dr. Nesmith, along with the deans and the academic deans, and probably many of you, worked tirelessly this year on our SACS 5-year interim review. The university has gotten back the report. We've now submitted the response to the report, and we're waiting for the final verdict from SACS on the 5th-year interim review. I'm pleased to tell you that Palmetto College didn't have anything specific that was a problem other than things that related to Columbia as well. Some items on program coordinators, some items on faculty credentials, the appropriate number of faculty, some distance learning items. So as we address those issues from the 5-year interim report, that will then become the foundation for planning for the next SACS 10-year visit in 2021. It seems like light years away, but it also seems like we just started Palmetto College yesterday, and that was 5 years ago. So as we get the information from Sachs, we'll be getting everybody involved in where we're going to build a good foundation so that we have a great Sachs visit in 2021. Then that also relates to strategic planning for the future. The university's strategic plan, the previous plan just ended in 2015. You know, we've had a couple of a provost change and a couple of things, but Provost Gable is now working on a Carolina 2023 plan that she'll have finalized by January. So at that point, we'll be working hand in hand with her and with her plan, but also to develop a five-year plan for Palmetto College. So we'll certainly have all of you involved. That strategic planning process will be co-chaired by Dean Carmichael as the longest-serving dean and Dr. Van Bullock as a past chair of the Senate. So information will be forthcoming on the strategic planning process. So with that said, those are the three top priorities. Lots of things underneath those three as we work together. Oops, let's see how many things we've got to push to get all this up here. And I want to always close by talking about some students, because that's why we're all here and we all know that. So just a brief update on some of these wonderful students that all of you've served. USC Lancaster, Brandon Newton graduated with 5 degrees in 4 years, and he is now the youngest legislator at the State House. So we have a great supporter in a legislator from Lancaster who is a Palmetto College graduate. Janelle Buniel from USC Sumter actually just spent the summer working in the Palmetto College office. She is now engaged in her last semester at Columbia in broadcast journalism, so we'll probably be seeing Janelle on the news in her broadcast journalism role. She's done a great job here at Columbia after transferring. Bryce Mopley from USC Sockahatchee. Some of you've met, and we have Bryce to thank for some of the technology that we're using today, because he transferred to Columbia, and he started working for USC's UTS division, but we hired him away. So he now works in USC Palmetto College IT, and he's doing a fabulous job. He already understands us. He loves us. He's got a great work ethic, and he is contributing mightily to our IT effort. Tammy Warr from USC Union graduated with organizational leadership as a returning adult student, mother, grandmother, and now she's mothering and grandmothering our students at USC Union because she is now the full-time director of the Academic Success Center at Union, doing a fabulous job. And then last but not least, our PC Online poster child, DJ Braun, actually was with us at the State House when we launched Palmetto College in April of 2013. He was the student spokesperson for Palmetto College in his role as a state trooper because he started at Sauk, as he says, when he was stationed at Allendale. He said, well, there wasn't a whole lot to do in Allendale, so I decided I'd go to school. So started at Sauk, then he was transferred up to Lawrence. So he went over to the Lawrence Center of Union, took classes, got his associate's degree. Then PC Online came to be. He hopped on into the Upstate's criminal justice degree, graduated in December, and now he has a new job that requires a bachelor's degree. He is now a magistrate in Lawrence County, so no longer does he spend his days walking up to a car wondering if he's going to have to fight or be shot at. So DJ's had a great story. We've done lots of press about him. He's actually going to sit with the president in the president's box tomorrow at the football game. But he's a wonderful story that tells exactly what Palmetto College is all about, from the campuses to PC Online to a new job. So with that said, as we conclude, on behalf of the nearly 6,000 students in Palmetto College, I want to thank you for all of your many efforts and thank you for the opportunity for all of us to work together to make a difference for students in this great state. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Elkins. Thank you very much. So this is the point in the agenda that we have traditionally reserved for dean's reports. The deans have submitted their reports electronically, but there are a few matters, and thank you all for that, but there are a few matters for the deans to report on to us this morning, particularly in introducing new faculty. So I think the first thing I'll call on is the dean of City University, Chris Ness.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to introduce our Senate delegation this year from Extended University. Serving as an alternate this year is Professor John Abdallah, who's not with us today, but you may see him at a future Senate meeting. Serving on the executive committee, not a senator, but Dawson Jones, who's not here today. The three senators who are with us today, I'd like you to stand or wave your hand and in some way acknowledge folks who you are so they can recognize you. Professor Shelley Jones, Professor Patrick Saucier, and new this year, at least new coming back to the Senate, Professor Matt Rashad. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I should have said introducing senators as well as new faculty. Okay. Next, Dean Walt Collins, USC Lancaster.
Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to introduce USC Lancaster's Senate delegation this morning. Dr. Andy Yingst on the back row, just lift your hand. Professor Tanya Bolofiansky is not with us today. Professor Rebecca Freeman is also not with us today. Dr. Jason Holt, Dr. Dana Lawrence, Dr. Susan Cruz, and then we have three alternates who may or may not be here throughout the year, Dr. Stephen Criswell, Dr. Betty Obi-Johnson, and Dr. Annette Galanka. And also, last but not least, we'd love to claim our chair, Senate Chair Dr. Ernest Jenkins from Lancaster. Thank you. Did I miss anyone? Oh, Dr. Pat Lawrence. And Dr. Howard Kincaid, those are our new folks. Sorry, I had them on the last. So Dr. Pat Lawrence and Dr. Howard Kincaid are our new incoming senators this year. Thank you. Thank you.
Next, Dean, thank you. Next, Dean Ann Carmichael, USC Salkahatchee.
Before I introduce our Senate delegation, I want to add one person that is new to Salkahatchee. This is a joint appointment. We also have Dr. Carlin Burks on our faculty. She's a joint appointment with USC Aiken, and she came to us as an instructor from Penn State, so I just wanted to mention that. I'm pleased to introduce our faculty delegation. I will introduce everyone. Dr. Tom Bragg, the executive committee member. Professor David Cherry. Alternate Dr. Rod Stewart, who is representing Dr. David Dangerfield, who is a new dad, by the way. Dr. Carmela Gottsman, Professor John Peek, and Dr. Sarah Miller.
Thank you. Next, Dean Mike Sontag, USC Sumter.
Thank you all. Glad to be here today and introduce our Senate delegation. Blaine De Silva in sociology back there. Damian Picarillo in poli sci. Wei-Ying Chang in physics. Bianca Rowlett, who is our newest senator in history. Kajal Ghoshroy in biology, Becky Hillman and Dan Kiernan, who are not here, are our alternates. Did I cover everybody? Good deal. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, Dean John Catalano, USC Union.
Morning. I got two senators sitting out here eating pastries right now. One is Dr. Joe Anderson. I'm pretty sure. Wave everybody, Joe. And Randy Ivey's all the way over on the wall. Most of y'all know Randy Ivey, too. We have a couple other senators in here. Chris is, y'all, this might be the last time you ever see her. She's leaving for Israel tomorrow to interview terrorists in an Israeli prison, female terrorists, right? And so say goodbye to her today, and we'll see if she makes it back. That's for her third book, and she's already got a publisher. Let's see. Dr. Andrew Pisano is back here. He looks tired. It's been 2 weeks since his new little boy was born, so congratulate him. When they put up the new faculty on the list, Lee Morris is in the very back. I don't know how we got left out of this. Union gets left out of a lot of stuff. Dr. Lee Morris, PhD in biology with specialty in neuroscience from Ohio University, with postdocs at Mount Sinai School of Medicine and at Emory University. She's taught at Morehouse, at Emory, at Northeastern University, and just came to us this year and is teaching in, I think, biology, some environmental science, chemistry. At Union, you have to do a lot of things, right? So we're really glad to have Lee. Who'd I leave out? Anybody I leave out? I think that's our whole faculty. I'm not sure. But anyway, pleasure to see y'all.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. And I think, Dr. Elkins, I think we have time for some presentations.
And I'm not coming up to do a long presentation again. And I will tell you that the first meeting of the year is the only time I'll do a PowerPoint. So I won't keep you longer. I'll be really brief every other time. But I think the reason I'm up here at this point in time is to recognize all the new senators and to present each of them with a Palmetto College pin. So I'd ask Matt Rashot to join me from Extended University, Howard Kincaid from Lancaster, along with Patrick Lawrence, David Cherry and Rod Stewart from Sockahatchie, Bianca Rollette from Sumter, and from Union, Lane Mayon, Andrew Pisano, and Randy Ivey. So I think those are the new faculty members that we want to make sure you have a Palmetto College pin. So if you'll please come up, we'll distribute pins, and then I know we'll be ready to go on to the next item on the agenda.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, and we appreciate your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So as we near the conclusion of our morning session, I just want to point out a couple of logistical matters. So we will be breaking for our standing committee meetings. But please note that there are a couple of changes for the meeting rooms for rights and responsibilities and welfare, as well as the location for our lunch. I think the other three meeting locations are the same as usual. But for more details, you know who I'm going to turn this over to, Jean Carano.
and welfare will actually meet right down this hall. So if you go straight down, there are some meeting rooms on the right. And then the other committees, system affairs, the executive committee, and the dean's meeting, they will meet on the other side as we do typically. And you can take a left down here past the cubicles and go around. Or if you don't want to pass any cubicles, you can always go straight down and then take a to the end of the hall, take a left to the end of the hall, and go back. So those are the rooms that are open glass rooms. And then for the lunch, instead of going upstairs, those were full. So we are now going to be using the Sunoco Pavilion, which is outside in the courtyard. So if you want to go down the stairs in the middle of the building, you'll see that big copper box. That's where lunch will be held. So afterwards, if you'll just go straight down there, and then we'll be afterwards, we'll be back up here this afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, this concludes our morning session. Thank you. We'll see you in committee meetings and also for lunch.